Does healthcare offer one such track? Only empirical data will answer this question, but our preliminary analysis of information suggests that health initiatives have indeed been successfully used as peace initiatives. 10-12 This paper seeks to briefly elaborate on the linkage between health and peace in the hope that others will see useful applications of this linkage. We use the term health peace initiative to refer to any initiative that is intended to improve the health of a population and to simultaneously heighten that population's level of peace and security. Bases of health peace mechanisms. The five peace-building mechanisms described below have been used by healthcare professionals. These mechanisms are appropriate to the unique characteristics of healthcare, which can be indicated through the terms altruism, science, and legitimacy. Altruism, a person's impulse to care about others, is found in every human society but is often expressed chiefly towards in-groups with which a person identifies and feels a sense of community. The rest of humanity may be regarded as the out-group, towards which hostility or indifference may be directed. Such delimited altruism may be contrasted with extended altruism, which is associated with broader forms of identification, often connected to conceptions of universal compassion or a law of 13. Extended altruism pushes beyond traditional in-group identities, challenging and extending the boundaries of care. Altruism is the basis of healthcare discourse and official policies. Although healthcare as practiced is often based on delimited altruism, Lifton's The Nazi Doctors describes in Extreme Example 14 its role as one means by which society institutionalizes feelings of care and compassion. Its association with humane, superordinate goals that transcend human differences, and its embodiment in international organizations such as the World Health Organization and non-governmental organizations such as Medicine Sans Frontiers, Doctors Without Borders, and International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War make it a natural agent of the extension of altruism. Extended altruism puts much of traditional war-making in question, for it entails refusing to accept hate-based identities and depersonalization of the official enemy. The discourse of modern healthcare is also based on science. Value is accorded to systematic, empirical study that aims to achieve verifiable and replicable results. This valuation of supposedly objective fact is crucial to challenging key psychological processes of modern war. Ever since the rise of mass, citizen-based armies, roughly datable to the French Revolution, the successful pursuit of war has depended on rousing a citizenry to determination and fervor through propaganda. Manipulation and suppression of information, as well as manufactured or exaggerated atrocity stories, have become pillars of modern war. 15 Accurate and unbiased information about the health effects of policies, tactics, and weapons are rarely available, but act as an antidote to war propaganda and is essential to efforts to achieve a just peace. The third basis of health peace initiatives is legitimacy. Unlike the two previous concepts, which refer to the discourse and culture of health professionals, this concept refers to the society within which healthcare is embedded. Healthcare workers are often accorded high legitimacy by society. In North America, for example, physicians have in recent years been consistently ranked by the public as among the most honest and ethical of all professionals. Although this may be inappropriate and changing in many countries, they have been given a far higher rating than politicians. 16-18 Allowing them to exert considerable influence when they choose to do so. Health peace mechanisms. The box summarizes the five health peace mechanisms. A mechanism is a stratagem or procedure that is designed to achieve a result. None of the peace-building mechanisms listed here is the unique property of health professionals, but each is highly suited to health professionals. Health peace mechanisms. Conflict management. Conflict between contending groups may be resolved, lessened, or contained through the use of medical diplomacy or health-oriented superordinate goals. Solidarity. People and groups working to expand peace in difficult situations are supported by healthcare workers and groups with more power or freedom of action, strengthening the social fabric. The bonds uniting a population across diversities of ethnicity, social class, and so on, may be restored or reinforced through methods of healthcare delivery as well as through reconciliation and healing dissent, using legitimacy, experience, or expertise derived from healthcare. A person or group disagreeing with the policies of the governing or dominant group expresses this disagreement in actions and words, restricting the destructiveness of war. arguing on the basis of the health effects of military policies and weapons and using expert knowledge in healthcare discourse. Healthcare workers can argue for the restriction or abolition of these policies or weapons and work with others to have the restrictions embodied in international law. Conflict management doctors are able, at times, to gain access to the highest political offices in a nation. International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War members spoke directly with Reagan and Gorbachev during the Cold War, while maintaining high credibility with the general public.